Okay, Gvaldik. The title of the shir is Catch 22. I have yet to meet one person who knew the Makar besides Rabbi Singer, what the Makar, what the source of Catch 22 is. I could give more about Makar after this year exactly what Makar is, but I let myself learn what the source was. But anyways, that's not the point of this year. There's a famous halacha brought down in the Rambam Paskin's halacha, and so too brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam Paskins by the Chanukah Chaviv Yad Moed and Perek Dal and Halacha Yud Beis. The Tzorach Adam Mizar Ba'ak Yedei Leidia Aneiz L'Hoisef V'Shvak Hakel V'Doyo Afil Eilin Mayoichal. Even if a person has nothing to eat, Elman at Stako, the only thing he, his only parnasa sustenance is from Tzedako, Shoyel and Moichek Ksusa. He has to borrow or he has to sell the shur of his back with his Ksus. Lekech shemen, he buys shemen veneris u'madlik. He buys shemen veneris and he's madlik. The chiv of Nerchanako seems like his connection because chaviv had, he had ma'oid. Therefore, a person mechuyiv, he even sell the ksus, his clothing, in order to the other kind of his Nerchanako. So, the medayik, the contrast between this and the Rambam Hilcha Shabbos. The Rambam Hilcha Shabbos paskins perkei alacha aleph. Got halach on the Shabbos. The Rambam paskin the filo ain't like my yoichal shoyel up sochim lekech shemen umadlik saner shazebachal enik Shabbos. Rambam paskin hilchah Shabbos the chiv the madlik on the Shabbos is nechayev person the filo ain't like my yoichal shoyel up sochim lekech shemen umadlik saner. Rambam leaves out in a few diukim the most boil the diuk that sticks out the most. The Rambam leaves out the chiv. Moichik susoi in Hilchah Shabbos. By Halachas Ner Chanukah, he says the chiv is moichik susoi. There are other diyukim also. I'm here says Shailah Psachim by Hilchah Shabbos. Doesn't say it by Ner Chanukah. Aber, we're not going to go so much into the other diyukim. So Kipshut is saying I'm saying there's a clear chiluk between Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Shailah, what's the chiluk? What's the difference? What's the difference? Why you have to sell the shirt off your back by Ner Shabbos and only have to buy Ner Chanukah? So there's a veltzmak Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah Paskins, the Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Chanukah says, the Makar for the Rambam, in Hilchos Chanukah is, Nero Shalomdu, Makar is from Hilchos Chavetz Umatzav, like Gabi Dal Kaisis. The Mishnah says, if you only shall be Yisrael, Yivchos with Dal Kaisis, you can't get less than Dal Kaisis. And the Rishbam, the Mefarshim will say there, Yivchos means, I feel the Mechik Susoi. He's Mechoyif, the Mechik Susoi. He has to sell his clothing in order to get Dal Kaisis. And therefore, the Rambam said, "Vatam." And what's the reason? What's unique? What's special that we find such a chiyuv? The Gavadal Kaisis, Zakt the Magen Mishnah Mishum Pirsum Enisa. It's the obligation of Pirsum Enisa to Mefarsim in the Nes to let the masses know about the Nes. Specifically, the Dal Kaisis it's brought down. And the Rambam said, "The Rambam applies the same thing to Ner Chanukah. The Kol Shekin Ner Chanukah, the Adav Mikidush Hayoyim." The Magen Mishnah says some cryptic words. It says Kolshke Ner Chanukah, which is so Rambam says the Kolshke Ner Chanukah because better than Kiddush Kolshke Ner Chanukah because better than Kiddush Hayoyim. Like a Mishnah, Medayik exactly what the Kolshke is. We're not going into that at this point and time. But the point what the Magen Mishnah does say is that the Makar for the Chiyuv the Moichik Susa by Ner Chanukah is from the Al Kaisis. Why? They're both in Yanim of Pursuing Nisa. And it's apparent that for Pursuing Nisa, mitzvahs that are connected to Pursuing Nisa, one is mechuyev to be meichik susai, to sell his clothing in order to mekayim the mitzvah. And that's the tzushta. Accordingly, this follows that when it comes to their Shabbos, which is not in the inner Pursuing Nisa, as the Rambam himself says, ois driklach, he says, the Feir says clearly, the chiyev is oinik Shabbos, there's no shaykhis to Pursuing Nisa. Right? No, I don't think anyone thought it was Pursuing Nisa. The Rambam speaks it, Rambam spells it out. Racha b'tchak tan, it's oilek Shabbos, so that's the chiv. But mail is no chiv of mitzvahs that are not connected to Pursuing Nisa to Melchik Susoi. That l'chor would seem to be a very clear setup in the Divrei HaRambam, Api the Magen Mishnah, and that itself would have been kedai to come to the Shir to know such a thing. But it gets better. The part of Israel Rav, he speaks out a connection more than that because he says, even though Be'etzem we know the Ner Shabbos, the person has he only has could afford at that point whatever the cheshbon is. He can only afford the question between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. The Gemara says clearly, Ner Shabbos comes first because of Shalom Bayis, takes precedence over Ner Chanukah. Still, says the Panav Jerov, when it comes to Moichik Susai, because the Chiv of Shalom Bayis, Rashi tells us, is a person is going to be mitzar in the dark, a person is going to go through Shabbos without light, it's being tzar to him. So, Mamela, even though Shalom Bayis itself is a reason that normally Ner Shabbos trumps Ner Chanukah, but when it comes to this Indian of Moichik Susai, he says, imagine a guy's going through Shabbos without a shirt. Ain't the chutzar gadol mizu, right? You want to have your shalom bias. Your shalom bias is going to tell you to keep that shirt. It's going to be the greatest theory to your shalom bias if you're Meichik Susa. So even though you have technically a new svara that Shner Shabbos should be better because of shalom bias, it doesn't apply over here. But the chutzar, that's the setup, the persuminisa and not persuminisa the commences. There's also, we find, L'chayra, Zoya Hot from Kivager Agalan. Kivager seemed to be learning also this, Al Derech Zeh, on this path. Prima Gadin brings up Prima Gadin that says that Prima Gadin is discussing the Gabi Ner Chanukah, was there's a concept of Hamavazbiz, Alivazbiz, Yesh Mechonj. Person not to spend more than a fifth of his money in order to, on mitzvahs. And he says, the Prima Gadin says the same thing who had the Ner Chanukah, the same thing applies. Says for Kivager, Vajje, what are we talking about? What are you saying? Everyone knows the halacha, like Ner Chanukah, there's a chiv to Moichik Susai. If there's a chiv to Moichik Susai, like the Kveger, Nira and the Ksusai have Bechla Hain Rav. If a guy's selling his shirt off his back, that's more than a fifth of his nechasim. Sometimes it's more than shlish nechasim, more than a third of his nechasim, if he can't afford anything else. And still there's a clear chiv to be Moichik Susai. For Ner Chanukah, obviously the concept of Amavazim, Alivazim, Yisim, Chomish does not apply. Why? Zok, Rikvi, Eger, and Shulchan Aruch, because Mishum Pirsa, Hanes, Hichmi, Riyaisir. When it comes to Pursumi Nisa, they're Machman, they said, we do away with the concept of Amavazim, Alivazim, Yisim, Chomish, and we say, you have to be Chayt, Meicher Ksusoi. So again, Rikvi, Eger seems to be putting this category of Meicher Ksusoi, connecting with mitzvahs that are Shaykh to Pursumi Nisa, mitzvahs of Pursumi Nisa, you have to be Meicher Ksusoi, and if it's not a mitzvah presuming, there's no chiv to Meicher Ksusa. The Goyin, Afenar, the Goyin in Hilchus, both in Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Chanukah, says a fascinating thing. I remember about this till this year. The Goyin's coming to Mazma, Finu Ani, who's in Mechoyev to buy Ner Chanukah, be Meicher Ksusa. Says the Goyin, the Gemara, what's the Makar? What's the source of this? The Gemara in Psar Ripsachim says, La Yivchesu, Pershashan. By a dal koyse should not have less than dal koyse. If the dal koyse is a film and a tamcho, even from the local, the tzedakah, basically even from the, if they get money from the tzedakah, the gemara there has a kasha. Ask the gemara, I'm a tamcho pshita. You're telling me you have to get money from tzedakah in order to get dal koyse? It's obvious. Pashut. What's the chiddush? The gemara says no. The chiddush is according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that a person should not say shabbat kachol at the tarech abrius. Person should make his Shabbos weekday and not come on to other people, not come on to tzedakah, not come on to people for to support him. Says the Gemara, even though Rabbi Akiva holds, I say Shabbat Chachol, at the Tarech Abriyos, don't come on to other people. You shouldn't take the tzedakah and you should lower your standards. But still, the chiddush is when it comes to Dalat Kaisis, you're mechuyev to go out of your way, so to speak, and go and get Dalat Kaisis from the Tamchu. Says the Gemara after that, according to Tanit Rabbi Eliyahu, even though Rabbi Akiva said, "I say Shabbat Chachol, about the Tzarech Lebriya," this person should not come on to them, have to come on to the local charity fund, and rather make your Shabbos weekday. But still, Dover Mu, what you have to do? You have to do something special to cover Shabbos, and you would have to go ahead and get money from Tzedakah for what's it? Kis Harsana, Abyssal Herring, cover Shabbos. Person has to. You should borrow from Tzedakah. So the Goyin, a little complicated the Chesed to say it outside, but you go through the Chesed. The guy wants to make a connection between the first Gemara and the second Gemara. The first Gemara is Mavuchach, that the concept of Meicher Ksusai, that he said that the Chiv to Meicher Ksusai, the Gabe Dal Kaisis. And then the Gemara afterwards seemed to be saying that for Shabbos, a Dover Mu'ud you would have to do. You would have to do a Dover Mu'ud for Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, meaning simple, for your Suda, you have to go ahead and go buy something, and the Rabbanim says, not that you have to get from tzedakah. Not only to get from tzedakah, he's medayik in the Gemara, it sounds like for covered Shabbos, a person mechuyev to be meicher ksusar. So the guy has a Gemara, the way he learns up the Gemara, is that even for covered Shabbos, a person is mechuyev to be meicher ksusar. A person doesn't have enough for a suda, he's mechuyev to be meicher ksusar, even for something like a covered Shabbos. And the guy says, covered Shabbos, the Gemara says, kiddush hayoyim, takes precedence over covered Shabbos. So for Kavod Shabbos, you have to be Meicher Ksusoi. For Kiddush HaYom, you also have to be Meicher Ksusoi. And therefore, one step weiter, the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah is Kaidin to Kiddush HaYom. So if Kavod Shabbos needs to be Meicher Ksusoi, and Kiddush HaYom, which takes precedence to that, also needs to be Meicher Ksusoi, and Ner Chanukah, which takes precedence to that, also needs to be Meicher Ksusoi. In other words, for those who are not following the Chesed, which is probably most of you, the answer is that since we find by Kavod Shabbos, here's the Gemara says, Kavod Shabbos is Meicher Ksusoi, so for sure, Kiddush HaYom and Ner Chanukah also have to be Meicher Ksusoi. Zot Muchach and Goin, that a person does not have enough money to buy Kiddush HaYom, it's not Stavka Din and Dal Kaisis. It's not Stavka Din and Ner Chanukah. Fakir, the Makar, the source of the Chiyati Meicher Ksusoi is from Kavod Shabbos, carrying over to Kiddush HaYom, carrying over to Ner Chanukah. Obviously, the Chayyim see very clearly from over here, the Goyin has nothing to feed the Goyin. The Chiv Meicher Ksusoi has garnished the Tzedakah, has nothing to do with Pursuim and Issa, because the Goyin is saying even other Chiyuvim of Kavod Shabbos and Oni Shabbos is also present Mechuyev to Meicher Ksusoi in order to come to those Chiyuvim. Which is a Chayra, a Gevaldik Chiddush. I never knew that, but the way the Goyin is learning, there's a Chiv Meicher Ksusoi for that. It might be, if he has 5 at the end of the year, we'll see even, it might be for every single mitzvah. Kenzai, possibly. So the Shaila is, the catch 22 comes like this. The Rambam, basically, Medayik, the Rambam, basically, didn't get the first part, don't worry about it, moving back to Sayyid being a Rebbe. So the next part is this one. The Rambam, Shitas HaRambam is that there's no Chiyiv to Mechir Ksusoi for Ner Shabbos, but there is a Chiyiv to Mechir Ksusoi for Ner Chanukah. Frechtich the Fragger, the question is like this. Comes Erev Shabbos Chanukah tomorrow, and the person doesn't have enough money only to Meicher, he only has Meicher Ksusoi. It's the only way he can come to Teneiris. He has no Ner Shabbos, and he has no Ner Chanukah. Vos Zalerta. What should he do? There's no Chiyuv to be Meicher Ksusoi for Ner Shabbos. There is a Chiyuv to be Meicher Ksusoi for Ner Chanukah. So what are you going to do? You tell me a person should be Meicher Ksusoi for Ner Chanukah. The problem is that the Prana Vizhirov, Clark the Prana Vizhirov, it's really Tarkadma, the form to talk about it also. Ask the Panavira, what are you going to do? You're going to go ahead and make a ksusa for Ner Chanukah? But we know the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos is Kaidim. Ner Shabbos comes first, Krishna of Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis takes precedence. Everybody say, Shalom Bayis takes precedence over everything. Don't forget that. But anyway, for Halacha L'Maisa, Shin Shalom Bayis takes precedence. So what are you going to do? Sell your ksus for Ner Chanukah. But we know, the Gemara says in Shabbos, if it's a child between Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, Ner Shabbos is Kaidim. So what are you going to do? If you're Meicher Ksusoi, you have to go and you're not Mechuyev to Meicher Ksusoi for Ner Shabbos. You are Mechuyev to Meicher Ksusoi for Ner Chanukah. Once you sell for Ner Chanukah, then automatically you're automatically be stuck and have to go ahead and go buy Ner Shabbos instead. But then you're not Mechuyev to Meicher Ksusoi in the first place. So you end up very confused. So what do you do? So there are three possibilities. Actually, there are four, but we'll start with three. The first possibility, obviously, is you sell the Liksus, you buy Ner Chanukah, and a good entomid, that's the end of the day. Because why? The Chiv on Meicher Ksusoi only for Ner Chanukah. The second option is you Meicher Ksusoi for Ner Chanukah. And then once you have the Neiris, automatically the Ner Shabbos trumps that, and they have to go switch it to Ner Shabbos. And the third option is you do nothing. Since if I will go ahead and be Meicher Ksusoi, I'll be forced. Into a pickle, I would have to go ahead and buy Ner Shabbos. But for Ner Shabbos, it's okay, it's Meicher Ksusoi. So then, what do? When in doubt, do without. You do nothing. So there's no consensus, or it's automatically going to bring you to a chiv of going buying Ner Shabbos. But Ner Shabbos does not require you to Meicher Ksusoi. These three tzedadim were cleared by the Panav Zharav. What do you do? Hope no one ever has the Shail Halacha L'Maisa. I'm sure never got the Halacha L'Maisa Shail, but it's something, an interesting Shail to discuss. So, Bali Baruch, Chodesh Atzmon. He has. He, it's interesting because he's like Mechadish Shaila. I'm saying it's interesting. He didn't have known that others asked before him, but he was his Chakira, and he said he asked the Shaila from Moshe Feinstein. And Moshe had him gesagt, anyway, because why? We don't have nowadays. We have electricity, and since we have electricity, the whole concept of Shalom Bayis for Neir Shabbos being there for Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis again. Gemara actually says it's people shouldn't trip. It shouldn't be dark. So Mela, the whole concept of Shalom Bayis doesn't exist nowadays. So we have electricity. So since we have electricity, so Shalom Bayis, that piece that Shabbos comes before Neir Chanukah doesn't exist. So the Chiv Moichik Susoi for Neir Chanukah stands, and there's no Kedima of Neir Shabbos over Neir Chanukah. So he doesn't. He doesn't have the shayla. So Rabbi Baruch told him, but it's Yisrael, those who don't use chashmal on Shabbos, what do you do? You have a generator, it's a generator. But if you don't have that, so it's negel halacha maisa. So he told him that Moshe said that pasha that nafkamina. Moshe held that Rabbi, you go ahead, you buy for nechanek, and then you have to go to Ner Shabbos lemaisa. It automatically switches to Ner Shabbos. I remember hearing this. I'm saying it. People know so what better than Harris Schiffer or Felder once. As he was saying over the time, this Nikud W nowadays is the Shalom Bayis for Shabbos. So one of the places he said, Zamer, Mesh himself, I thought, said it, but one of the places he said it, because it could be that if electricity goes out, you'll need the Ner Shabbos. So there is still Shalom Bayis when it comes to lighting Ner Shabbos. So it was a Chabura and BMG, that's based Medrash Gevaya. They were learning the sugis, and it was Rosh Chabura said it over. And he made a little chayzik, he made a little, I don't know, joke. He said, come on, really, electricity can be going out? Okay, fine. That Shabbos, he was making Shabbos Shabbat brachas for his daughter. And some shul. And sure enough, the lights went out Friday night. And so, he said, oh, it's another nice. He said that Shabbos was defending the covenant of whoever said this far, whatever place can said it. But like a part of life, that's just a side point. Just from Zaman Lamaisa in Halicha Shloimeh, they bring down Lamaisa tell you you talk a cell Machik Susa Davka for Chanukah, not for Ner Shabbos. Seems Machalik Zapaiskim. I hope it's not the Halacha Lamaisa for anyone. The interesting thing is there's a Truvus Svasayam. Svasayam was written. He was written way back. He has Askamas from the Malbim, from the Beis Halevi, Chashuv Sefer. He is makish the whole thing, and he said the Shitas Rambam is not like that. The Rambam, he said like this: there's a chiv to moicher ksusoy by yeder mitzvah. Every single mitzvah is a chiv to moicher ksusoy. This at the Rambam doesn't say about Hilchas Shabbos; he leaves it out because it's pasha. It's underrated. Everyone knows you have a chiv to moicher ksusoy. No shayla about it. The reason he has to speak about Ner Chanukah is up there. He says the teachers, even by mitzvah der Rabbanon of Ner Chanukah, he also chiv to moicher ksusoy. But Avada, it applies by all mitzvahs. It's not specifically by Ner Chanukah. Every single mitzvah has a chiv to moicher ksusoy. Oh, Ayavazvis is the first. Chur, Avada Gekasha. I'm still searching for the tenets. Not sure how you mean it. But for him, that's his chesh. I did go through the whole tshuva. It's long. So, Sivin Ches and Sefer Svasayam. The chesh was safer. But it's a ayin shab. We'll finish off with one Knesh. That's an interesting thing. There's a the whole shayla. Okay, there's cash. There's a shmuz. The Ivazi is mechaymish. The Ner Chanukah. How miyashu the two things. The Ivazi is mechaymish. So the text from the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe, he said that any mitzvah. I think he was being serious, but he said every single mitzvah derabbanon has a lav of lois sasur. For lois assays, you mechayv to give up all your money. So mamela the chiv imoicher ksusoy. It's not some new chiv, it's not some new chiv. It's just telling you that every single derabbanon also has in it a lav loy saser. So since that lav loy saser for a lav, you're mechuyev to give up all your money and whatever. It comes out of every single derabbanon as mechuyev to moicher ksusoy. See that? But whatever. And Shmuz is like it. But anyways, shkoyach.